This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halloween, Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween from everyone on the Greg Hill Show. This is WEEI.
Well, happy Halloween. Everybody dressed up but me. And Wiggy is, I think, about to speak, if he can, through the mask. So if you're just joining, and honestly, if you have work, I understand, but if you work from home or you got some time before you go, you should watch a little bit of the show on Twitch this morning. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI or watch it on YouTube. Do the same there, because Wiggy, Courtney, Shime, Curtis, everybody has outdone themselves when it comes to their costumes. Wiggy is Art the Clown from a very popular film franchise, which is called The Terrifier. There are three of them. Is that correct? Are you going to speak at all at any point?
Yes, I will speak.
Okay, you're going. That's
no. Whoa. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Immediately no. I cannot do this for 4 hours. I will not sleep for the rest of the year. Like,
get ready, Courtney. We sing you lullabies. Lullabies.
No. No.
I feel like Art the Clown has a little bit of a Latino swing to it.
Oh, there's a little bit of a Latino accent when it comes to Art the Clown. I see.
And very worldly traveled.
Okay.
So all the kiddies out there.
And so Art the Clown sings lullabies? That's kind of terrifying.
I understand. It's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
It is for the kids.
Yes, it
that is.
That is
not for the kids.
No. I don't understand, Greg, why you did not dress up.
I know.
We were almost out of character. We pulled it right back. Good job, Ace.
Yeah. I could not do the couple's costume because we're saving that for the Halloween party tonight at Moxie's in the Seaport, and so I didn't have anything else that I could do, and so I feel bad.
Don't worry about defending yourself, Greg.
Thanks, Ken.
You should have dressed up as Bill Belichick.
Boy, what a crappy rejoin from Shime. A little on the nose much?
Curtis is dressed as Ken Laird, the lifeguard, the bland manager.
God, does he suck. Curtis with those stupid one-liners.
And Courtney is the witch from Wicked.
Elphaba.
Elphaba with green paint. Is that? I don't like asking these questions on behalf of the perverts who listen to this show, but they wanted to know. Somebody wanted to know earlier, was it all over green paint or is it just the...
Just the places that you can see. But it is all over my bathroom.
It is all over... Yeah. Does it look like somebody murdered Kermit the Frog in there this
precisely.
Morning?
Yes, precisely. Yeah.
Imagine.
What art?
Imagine the Incredible Hulk had a good night.
Jeez.
It is a very, very. I imagine if Art the Clown did talk, this is what he'd sound like.
Some people say that it is watching this on YouTube is freaking them out because they can't handle masks or face paint.
Oh.
So a lot of people are like that. Like, they get freaked out. If somebody is really into their costume and into their role that they're playing and then they never come out of it, like if somebody's just following, a lot of people get freaked out when they go to a Halloween theme park like Witch's Woods. And somebody is just following them around the whole time and not saying anything.
Well, like a Halloween method actor.
Correct.
Well, yes. Not even a method actor. This is what I was always scared of, and I know I'm scared of everything, is that it's a perfect place for a serial killer to go work. Like, if you work in some type of haunted house, the ones in California are crazy, or the ones at Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're a serial killer, you go there and have a field day.
I mean, theoretically, we don't even know that is actually Wiggy inside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Art the Clown costume. We don't know that yet.
That is true.
It could be somebody else.
It could be Crazy Joe Davola from Seinfeld.
Right.
That's what it could be.
Yes, it could be. You are right about that. This is Mike from Weston.
Oh, I want to hear from Bradford. Why are we taking Mike from Weston?
Hey.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
What's up? I heard Courtney talking about lights earlier, so I just thought you might want to know this Halloween I will be putting on a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gi, putting a pillow under it, and a green light on my crotch, and going out as Michelle Bunch of Chins.
Okay, thank you.
I love it. Brady, what a cuck.
All right, well, if you've tuned in, it is our Halloween show, and there's a lot to get through this morning when it comes to sports. Celtics lose, and maybe it's a good thing to get that out of the way. And the talk of the undefeated season will be no more. Mm-hmm. And so I think you ran into a team that last night in the Indiana Pacers wanted it more than you did, and that's okay. Nice comeback, and you got yourself. You were down. Celtics were down at by 24 points at one point in that game last night. So
it doesn't worry you at all about this Celtics team. Like they can turn it on when they want. No. They came out slow last night.
You're going to have nights where guys are off. Jaylen Brown was 1 for 11 or something shooting threes last night.
Yeah.
So and that's that whole thing that we talked about when Joe Mazzulla took over, and the team is going to live or die based on the threes. So
it's like I tell the kiddies, it's only one game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
one game.
Just one game, Art.
That is it. They will be fine.
Curtis Silent.
They have the greatest coach in the NBA, Joe Mazzulla.
Great point. Curtis is an idiot. He was watching Hannity last night, that turd.
I don't know if I like Art the Clown better or Ken the Clown. I don't know which one. I don't know which costume I prefer better this morning.
Whatever you pick.
Excuse me. Social distance, please.
Yeah, where's your mask? Where's your N95 mask?
I don't know if you remember this, Greg. Never a mask guy. Never a mask guy.
Well, but you were at one point spraying down your fruits and vegetables with hand sanitizer.
I have brought in 2-year-old freshly Cloroxed cantaloupe. I'll be handing it to the kids in my daughter's class.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're one of those people. You don't hand out the candy?
No. Have you seen our diabetic rates in America? Thanks to that fat-ass Trump.
Jeez.
Well, make sure you don't vote.
God, Curtis just goes unchallenged now. I know the ratings are much better without me, but gosh.
Oh, my God.
Ken, we miss you. We miss you on this show.
Miss you. I love you, Greg.
But you obviously have more responsibilities now.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm in charge of Curtis.
Yep.
That loser.
All right.
I love Kim Lee, boss man.
Love you more. If Curtis sighs again, I'll punch him.
Let's see. Celtics offense is not a problem. They gave up 135 points. It's the defense that is the problem. Well, I mean,
one game.
Who plays defense in the NBA anyway?
It is only one game.
It's only one game, Art. It is only one game, Art.
And again, bringing up Jaylen Brown, like he, had an off night, still had 25 points. Like, so right. That's the thing. Even off nights for these guys, they're still putting up numbers. So
that's a very good point.
Yep, no, thank you.
Great point. That's a great point.
Tatum right. alone attempted 18 threes. Yeah. That seems a little excessive.
Mm-hmm. And credit to me, good intuition, stayed away from that parlay last night.
Good job, Courtney.
Yep.
Oh, you smart did.
I didn't feel good about it, and yeah. I said, you know what, holding off tonight, however.
Yeah, you have a big one
the
for
big
the
one.
Game tonight.
Yep, $1,700 I could win.
Mm-hmm. How many legs are you going to do?
I already did it. Remember, I locked in.
Oh, you locked in, that's right.
Yeah.
Good job.
How many legs? Art the Clown wants to know how many legs.
The leggage of this one is looking like 6.
Okay.
And I like them. Money line for the Texans. Anytime touchdown score, Breece Hall. Aaron Rodgers passing yards under 233.5. C.J. Stroud passing yards over 225.5. C.J. Stroud passing touchdowns over 1.5. And Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns over 1.5.
Is that more or less legs than Art chopped up yesterday?
Ooh.
God, let's get Curtis back.
So is that what he did? He would chop people up?
Well, we do a lot of things with people.
Okay. Because the hammer makes me
we
think.
We just don't use baby oil.
My God.
Jesus.
No baby oil.
No, I leave that to Puff Daddy.
This is the show we get canceled. This is it.
No. Not happening.
No, at the crowd.
That's Curtis's crowd, job.
I have the First Amendment right to speak my truth.
Yes, you do, Art. Absolutely. Say anything you want, Art.
I wish you would have dressed up.
I know. I'm sorry, Art. I apologize. I wish I had as well.
Tonight better be a banger of a costume.
I think it is.
I imagine it is.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And we are having a little Halloween party tonight, if you'd like to join us. Courtney's going.
I am going.
Courtney and Santo in a couple's costume.
Correct.
Linz and I in a couple's costume.
Some tickets still available.
Yeah, there are. You can go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
Yep.
It's only $30.
$35, yes.
$35. And it is presented by Ghost Tequila.
Bargain.
And so Courtney will be, I assume, enjoying a couple spicy marks.
Yes.
Which is her go-to. So, and Wiggy, are you going this evening? Yes. Thumbs up from Art the Clown. Shime, are you? Well, Shime, you probably have to focus on work.
So I am actually hosting with John Lyons tonight, 6 to 7:30.
Excellent.
Okay. And I'm also, you know, currently still on antibiotics. So, okay. You know, that's a party in and of itself.
Okay. Nobody ever listens to the antibiotics, no drinking while on them.
Correct. You are so right about
that.
No,
but I also don't want to be in a crowd of people, cough up a lung, and like, you know, phlegm comes out.
Yeah, you seem pretty healthy to me.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, we're on the mend.
Uh-oh. Nothing better than make somebody cough up a lung. I've done that before. Well, down their throat, pull out a lung.
Yeah. Well,
my face.
Look at this jagass 508 texter. I can't listen to this nonsense. I'm gone. Yeah, no. Apologies that some people like Halloween and they're having fun. Sorry. Sincere apologies.
Keep us posted, 508. You total loser.
Send me an email, and I'll throw it upstairs, 508.
Let me run that text up the flagpole.
Yes, what is it, Art?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course, Art.
Where is the texter going?
That's a great question. I would assume perhaps to another radio program or something.
Well, I don't know if he's going to Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks.
I don't know.
Into work.
I mean, it seems like a threat. Essentially.
Like I always say, not an airport. Don't need to announce your departure.
Let's see. Wiggy loves Halloween. There are several texters who love the fact that you love Halloween.
Who is Wiggy?
sorry, Art. Art loves Halloween. All right, this is what we're going to do from a procedural purposes perspective. We'll talk to Bill O'Brien next. And then we'll get to our leads at 7. Is that okay?
Works for me, Greg.
I love it.
All right. This is the Halloween edition of the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.